T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Warriors got the Portland Trail Blazers in town tonight. No one really cares that the Trail Blazers are in town. Everyone's wondering if 16 threes can go in the net. I mean, that is a monster ask. It is something that has never happened in the recorded human history of playing basketball. No one has ever made 16 threes in a professional basketball game. That is something that Steph Curry might try to do tonight. 15 threes would tie the record, 16 to break it. And as we said earlier, Curry's going to have the angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other. The angel is the team first Steph Curry that we know is always thinking about what is best. How do we win? That's all that matters. Individual numbers do not. And we got Curry the showman, who knows that the only shot he's got to get this record in his hometown here in San Francisco is tonight. And again, to get it tonight, he has to do something that's never happened in a game. Now, when you think about it, 16 threes is just 4 threes a quarter. We know Steph could do that. I looked this up on the night where Klay Thompson set the NBA record for threes made in a game. He was out of that game with about 5 minutes to play in the third quarter. So you can get on a tear. I think one of the differences, though, between Curry and Klay Thompson is Curry just shoots a consistent three, where when Klay really does get incendiary, Ray, he brings it to a I'm hot level of shooting that even Steph doesn't quite get to. So can Steph Curry give you a Klay Thompson impression tonight?
Yeah, but he'd have to play a different, he'd have to be a different player, because he also has other responsibilities, which is to make sure that the offense functions. And he's not the only guy who contributes to the offense. I think 16 is basically not doable for a couple of reasons. One,
it's never happened.
Not that, no, that's actually not a reason.
Okay.
The reasons are, you have to figure out a way for Curry to play 40 minutes a game in a game that looks like it's going to be a rout. Because if Steve Kerr plays him that long to get him that record tonight, that's coaching malfeasance. You know, that's basically saying tonight it's only about him.
Curry's not playing 40 minutes tonight.
Well, that's my point. That's why I don't think this can happen. Because you said four threes a quarter. Means he's got to play all four quarters, and I don't think this game's going to play out that way. In addition, because Curry is, you know, plays as much as he does, Kerr would like to take every opportunity to limit his minutes, so that the record really not only is not important in terms of let's win the game and worry about the next game, it could actually be a detriment. Because if you're trying to force Curry to shoot that much just to please the home crowd, you know, sorry, he had 25 games to shoot more threes before then. If you do it in Indiana, people are still going to be just as excited. You know, all this is a bone for the local fans. And frankly, they're about fifth or sixth on the list of concerns that Steve Kerr has.
I think that the local fans would love to see that bone flip to him. I think that Curry the Showman would love to do it. But Curry the team first player, I don't know if he will. And, you know, this is something that you'll hear from Steve Kerr early when we get into Warriors Live and revisit the conversation we had with the Warriors head coach yesterday. He basically knows he's damned if he does, he's damned if he doesn't. And he's ready to jump in front of that bus if necessary. I really think that when we look at could it happen tonight, the answer will be revealed in the first 10 minutes of this game. Curry needs to have 7 threes by the end of this first quarter. He needs to hit 7-8 threes in the first quarter in order to have a shot at this.
Well, that seems reasonable. I mean, you said you were going to be happy with 4 a quarter. Now it's 8 a quarter.
No,
he needs to get 32 threes tonight.
No, he needs to start on fire. The first 6 shots that he takes all got to go in. Like, it just needs to be one of those came out of the blocks on a heater. He's knocking down a ridiculous amount of threes in that first quarter, which will make the number approachable through 2 more quarters, 2.5 quarters of basketball. Unfortunately, the guy who was probably most needed to make this happen isn't here tonight. And that guy is Dame Lillard. Because Dame Lillard could have put this game in play to have Curry out there in the fourth quarter. There will be no Dame Lillard. There will be no CJ McCollum. There are several Portland Trail Blazers who are not playing, which means this has got Blowout City written all over it. Kathy in Fremont, you're on 95.7 The Game. Hello, Kathy. What do you got for us tonight?
Hi. So I did the math, and another thing we have to keep in mind is that Curry is shooting threes over the last 3 seasons at a rate of about 42%. Given that, let's say he sustains a 42% rate tonight, he would need to take between 36 and 38 threes to achieve the goal of breaking the record. He has never taken more than 22 threes in his entire career in a game. So we're talking about a 73% increase in his 3-point attempts.
That's a lot of math there, Kathy, but you're right. You are absolutely right. What Curry needs in just like the first quarter alone is Andrew Wiggins' shooting display from just the other night. I mean, he's got to be 80% from downtown. That's what Wiggins was, 8 of 10. Wiggins is now, look at it this way. Andrew Wiggins is nowhere near an 80% free throw shooter, but he was just the other night. And that's what it's going to take for Steph Curry. But Kathy, that's a level of math that Ray and I were not unwilling to do. We didn't have the capability to do it.
So no, I had the capability to do it. I could have done that.
But you didn't.
But I didn't. No, all credit to Kathy here.
Thank you, Kathy.
But, you know, I just think this is a thing where Curry isn't so monomaniacal about this record that he'd even want to do it that way.
I mean, right. It's going to be like Kobe going out with, going 60 out with 80, shots.
Yeah. You know, because that's antithetical to who Curry is. And if he really thought that was something he should do, I'd think a little less of him. Because you know what? The record's going to happen. And the fact is, it's going to keep, I mean, every shot after that is going to be a new record. You don't chase stuff like that. They come to you. And Curry is a man of moments, not of, like, planning.
Here is how wildly spectacular the man is at the greatest skill set we've ever seen from a shooter in the NBA. It's not out of the question. Any other player in the history of basketball, do you think they could hit 16-3? That's what you hang up on that host. You change the radio station. You change the channel. It is an on-its-face question that is a level absurd. And maybe so is this from Draymond Green, who said on his podcast yesterday that he's expecting Steph to shoot 30 threes tonight. Look at it this way. If Steph shoots 30 threes tonight, it's going to be because Draymond makes him. The way that those two play off each other and set each other up, set each other up, nothing. The way that Draymond sets Curry up with the handoffs, the screens, all the passing he does, Draymond needs to help Steph hunt this as much as Steph shooting lights out is needed to get this.
If that's the plan, I hope they lose the game outright.
They can't lose this game tonight. That's how bad the Trailblazers are.
That's what you said about Seattle.
No, and then I also said Russell Wilson is a Hall of Fame quarterback, so look out.
Yeah, no, that's everything that's everything that isn't the Warriors is explained in that. I mean, Draymond Green is just having fun with us. There's no chance he's taking 33s. No chance at all. I mean,
Kathy said he'd need to take about 32, which is 10 more than he's ever taken in a game.
Well, that said, Kathy isn't saying that he's going to, saying that's what he would need to do. Draymond Green said, no, that's what he's going to do.
Do you think he clips my number tonight? Do you think he gets 20?
No.
Do you think he gets 20 off?
No, I don't think he does. I think he plays the game the way the game plays him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.